Lord, I pray your word now would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You would hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Some familiar passages we hear a lot here, Christ King, and the Lord was just revisiting me with some stuff. Out of 1 Thessalonians 5, starts, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophetic utterance. But examine everything carefully and hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. May your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And faithful is he who calls you, who will bring it to pass. Or that word is who will do it. Bring it to pass. And that word, the verse before that almost seems like it's saying, you know, it, you know, when Jesus comes back and be ready. But actually, that's a, like a present tense thing that God will, he's at work in you, sanctifying you, which is setting you apart, right? Making you holy, you know, we're more Christ-like. And at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ actually means in his presence. So there's this ongoing present tense work that God is doing within you, who will bring it to pass, who will make it happen, who is doing the sanctifying work in you, right? Setting you apart so that in your experience you are experiencing his presence, his holiness, right? And God is so faithful and he's committed to make this happen in you. And there's other verses over in Philippians, again, familiar verses. I'm going to look at one particular issue today. Out of Philippians chapter 2, again, familiar. So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I mean, cooperate, that word means just cooperate with God. Whatever he's doing, okay? That's how you work it out, right? You don't work for your salvation, you're working it out, right? Word salvation is the word deliverance. So you're getting set free as you're are in union with and you're doing whatever. You're not rubbing against him, in other words. You're cooperating with him. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Okay, in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus Christ our Lord, will equip you in every good thing to do his will, or has equipped you. That's what that word actually means. Working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God is at work in me because it's pleasing to him. It brings pleasure to him. Okay? And in Ephesians, just a kind of verse that goes along with that. I just love this one. By grace you have been saved. He raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places, so that in the ages to come, he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Okay? So God's will for us, and in this thing we call grace, is that God would show us all the riches that we have in Christ. We hear that a lot, right? And this God is faithful and will do it in you. All right? We can count on that, his faithfulness, all right? But remember in 1 Thessalonians 5 where we read, it said, in all things give thanks, right? In reading the other verses in Philippians, I didn't read. It says, God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Therefore, do all things without grumbling or complaining. Okay? The other one says, in all things give thanks. So God's doing this sanctifying work in you and in me, so that we could experience, you know, those are big words we're using. It's just real simple, you know. It's experiencing all the riches of Christ that you have. Okay? And so if we're not, you're not cooperating with God, okay, both of us, all of us, then we're not experiencing the riches of Christ. If I find that I'm complaining and I'm murmuring and I'm grumbling in my heart, I'm griping all the time, I don't like how this is turning out, I don't like how God's doing this, then I'm missing out, right? God is faithful, and He's faithful even when I'm faithless. Scripture says that in Timothy, right? Even when we're faithless, God remains faithful. But this work that He's doing in His presence, see, that's all worked out in His presence, okay? One, if His presence is not my priority, if I haven't made this one thing that Mary did, that's to sit at His feet, hear His words spoken to me, all right, then I'm really going to miss out on the riches. But that's also worked out, not just at the footstool, yeah, but in my life, in my day. God is always, that word means He's always, every moment, every second, working in us, right, for His good pleasure. Because out of His goodness, He wants to show all the riches of Christ, everything that we have in grace to us, okay? And when I'm working that out and I'm saying yes and to Him, then my heart is not complaining, right? He always gives us a chance. Just 10 minutes ago, I had, you know, I've got to go do these things today, and all of a sudden my plans just got wrecked, you know? And something I just didn't want to do. And man, within me, I just want to say, shoot, you know, dadgummit, blah, 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 blah. And the Lord called me, wait a minute. You know, I could experience His goodness there. I could experience everything He wants me to experience in Christ. You know, that's how we experience the riches of Christ. Is saying yes to that moment. Yes to what He's doing, right? God will wreck your day, wreck your plans, put difficult people in your life. But let me give you a secret. You are difficult too, okay? Don't think that you're not, all right? The Lord will pull the heads back on you sometimes, and the very thing that you're condemning someone else for, He'll show you that you do the exact same thing, you know. And thank goodness He doesn't keep a record of all that, right? I was just reading something about marriage. You know, we think that when we get married that we're conforming that other person into our image, you know, that they're supposed to become like us, you know, and that's what makes us so frustrated, because they're not like us. If they were like me in this, I would do it this way, okay? Not true at all. We're conformed into the image of Christ, right? And so He's always at work. He's so committed to you, so committed to me. At this very moment, and as you're listening to me, God is at work in you right now. And He wants to do this holy exchange with you. But He will never exchange a complaining and grumbling and unthankful heart, right? Your experience is just going to be death, right? So, the Lord was just reminded me, and I thought it was just so cool how faithful He is to accomplish this, you know. And all I have to do is just say yes to Him, right? It's real simple. He makes everything so simple, doesn't He? And so, experience the riches that you have today. And the Lord does that in the realm of, I love that, in kindness. That word means just in the realm, the very atmosphere of kindness. And the Lord's been speaking to me, you know, Proverbs, you know, you can do a study of that. Bind kindness around your neck. The very, you know, fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. You know, I don't know how in the world we miss that as believers, that, you know, very Christ-like characteristics is kindness, you know? right? Your kindness. So that's who Jesus is. And he's kind in dealing with us. That's the outworking of his patience with us. And so he does that in kindness to you. You follow me? Which is very patient with you. He's there working on you until you get it. All right? Not impatient with you. The scripture spends a lot of time about that with dealing with each other, right? About being patient with each other. Because that's who he is and how he deals with us. Okay? So say yes to him today. Say yes. There's not a person in here that's not some area of your life where you're not grumbling in a sense. You're not complaining or you're not giving thanks for that situation. You may not be thinking you're grumbling and complaining, but you're also not giving thanks for that situation. Start doing that. That's the sanctifying work of God. That's when you are setting yourself apart. What that word means is set yourself apart so you can receive, meaning to empty out so you can be filled. And he's so faithful to you. Amen.